This is Superfast Business with James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
All right, James Schramko here, and this is OTR Reloaded. This is addressing the Own the Race course a little bit further down the track because it's been going for me for about a year on my case study. And if I look back, even in the last few months, the activity to my own site has been dramatically better. The blue line there represents the current sort of period, and the orange line represents just November last year. So it really is just December and January in between. That 60-day buffer made a huge difference. And I'm going to cover some of the things that I've done to get these results. It's worth remembering what is OTR. It was the course that I put out that helps you create your own powerful news blog platform for generating more sales, quality leads, increased conversions, without being dependent on any single source of traffic. In other words, you build your own asset. And it's been helping me and others, and I'll reveal some of the results that other people have been getting as well. If I were to summarize it in a sentence, when I explain it to people now, I talk about building your own asset on a website you control that will be around for a long time and have compound advantages for you. And that's the vision that I paint for people. So why should you do OTR? Well, there's certainly going to be challenges and pitfalls, so let's address those now. One is resources. To do it properly, you're going to have to either access some other people or put in a lot of work yourself or build a team and take responsibility for those wages and to make payments on those team members. In my case, there's about 5 people involved in my Own the Race course production, but we've got a very good routine and it pays well, and I'll explain how. Another pitfall is it's a slow startup phase. You feel like you're doing a lot of work in the beginning, and it's like making a fine wine. There's a lot of work plowing the fields and planting the grapes and tending them, and then you have to harvest them and then put them in the vat and wait. And so it's a long time until you see the results. However, when you see the results, it is amazing, and it's very hard to replicate instantly. So it does take longer to set up than paid traffic, but it has a really good advantage. It does require energy as well. If you want to be the primary expert with your Own the Race course campaign, then it's going to require some energy in terms of thinking about your audience and creating the content and getting this stuff out there. But there are huge advantages as well for Own the Race course, and I'll cover a couple of those. One is it continues to grow. It just keeps getting stronger and stronger if you do it right. It reduces your exposure to loss. If you are unfortunate enough to have all of your business built on someone else's platform like Google or YouTube or Facebook and it gets taken away from you, then that can be a big loss. But if it's on your website, then you've got more protection. And it builds authority, which increases your conversions and price points. And if you happen to be doing the podcasting thing, it'll increase the type of person you can access to do interviews with for your own learning. And of course, you can charge more when you're more of an expert. Here are some results. So looking at that October-November period, so that month of November compared to the month of February, I was able to double my page views and double my unique page views. So I'm getting closer. In fact, I had over 70,000 views within a 30-day period, but this is just a 28-day month there. So you can see that I have had massive growth in a short time on superfastbusiness.com. And I think a lot of people who would watch this training would feel that 67,500 page views a month would give them a shot at making some sales if you're setting it up the way that we're going to talk about in this training. Fastweb Formula has doubled in that sort of period. It went from 300-odd members to 650 members in the last quarter, and that is a substantial bottom-line revenue boost, but also it's evidence that this is getting my name and my exposure out there and bringing people back and helping them find what solutions I have. My mastermind is full. I've switched it off for the moment to not accept new members, because anytime I open it up, I only have to subtly mention it within my posts. I don't even send a specific email on the last recruitment campaign. And I got 5 or 6 really high caliber, like super high caliber, strong six figure. Some had made more than 7 figures applicants. So really high caliber. My website that sells websites, sales have doubled. This month, actually, we have quadrupled the month before, but traffic to the site's gone up and our conversions have gone up, and our offer is better because people are coming in hot to our website and it's actually making a lot more sales. My SEO business, both of them, this one and Linkjuice, SEO Partner and Linkjuice, are still incredibly strong. They are, SEO Partner is $1 million a year sales business, and it's fueled primarily from superfastbusiness.com. My buy with bonus site has doubled. We sell a lot of things such as lead pages and lead player and office autopilot off the back of my popular posts on superfastbusiness.com and my interviews with experts such as Clay Collins. And it really does drive sales. Anyone who's fortunate enough to be interviewed on superfastbusiness.com gets more sales. I know that Pep Liar got some more sales from his conversions interview. And it's a really, really powerful platform. Superfastbusiness.com email list has grown substantially. Many days it gets over 50 opt-ins a day, and I'm going to show you which opt-ins convert better after my testing. My podcast listenership is now over 60,000 per month, combining my podcasts. And I'm putting Freedom Ocean and Think Act Get in these stats because A, I collect all the stats together, and B, I actually promote those podcasts from superfastbusiness.com. So it's quite fine to include those numbers. But to give you a picture there, my February totals were 62,268 downloads, and that's more than 50,000 unique downloads. And in March already, halfway through the month, it's definitely on track to exceed the month prior, as it has every month, and this is just growing. So at this point, I would say a good exercise to do, if you have not started your OTR, name your site, probably not with your own name, and write that down right now. Name it and commit to doing this for yourself, because it's that important. And we're going to move into another section in just a second where I'm going to show you underneath the hood of Superfast Business and to show you some of the changes I've made. Session 2, under the hood, what's going on superfastbusiness.com, and what have I changed since I started? Let's have a look. I've changed a few plugins. I took away the plugin NRelate. I didn't like the images after the posts, and I put the YARP plugin back. I think YARP is more accurate, and I think that it's better for SEO. It seems to have the option for images these days, so they've obviously upgraded. I like the way that it gives related posts after the post, and they seem really relevant, and I'm all about relevancy. I'll show you a couple of other plugins in a minute. So I've made some big changes to the navigation. I've got a few iterations here, which are not the current ones. On the top, I used to have a lot more options, and I've reduced them. I've sort of halved those. And if you have a look at the image on the left there, I used to have my brands in the sidebar, but now I don't. I now direct people to a product page, because I don't expect people to know my brands, even though my brands are well known in my own community. If someone's coming to my site cold, then they have to click on each one to find out what it is. So what I've noticed is this. I used to drive more traffic to my sites because people would click on it. However, I now make more sales, even though I get a little bit less traffic to those sites, but I'm only getting people to the sites if it's relevant for them. So that's an interesting observation. On the right-hand side there, I subdivided my site into categories. And now I've actually removed those. And I used to have a simple opt-in on the header, and I used to have a search field. Now, I really think the search field is important, and I really have limited social icons there where people can leave my site to go off to my profiles, because in my mind, they are where I want them. I want them on my site, but I need to help them find my products. So what have I done? This is what my navigation looks like now, and I'll just talk you through the main elements. The header bar has the search field because it's easy for people to find what they want, and I've connected this to my Google Analytics. So now people looking for things will show up in my analytics, and I can now tailor my content to exactly what they're looking for. I also have added the iTunes icon. I don't mind them going to iTunes in a new window, because if they do subscribe there, they're going to get every one of my posts in the audio version. I've now beefed up my header opt-in to put the 7-part business growth training course, and I'll talk more about that in a minute. And I've put some compelling copy here. Reveals how to increase traffic, get more sales, and build your valuable online asset. Includes daily business tips. And I've put get the training course in red. I noticed something similar to this on Jay Cower's site the other day. But I can tell you this is good. It works well. Now, because I've written includes daily business tips, it's pre-framing the person who's opting in that they will be getting regular communication from me. Looking just under that, I've changed my news category to newest profit-boosting posts. This is because a lot of my posts are now evergreen tips. So what I've done is I've started doing a tip per video for some of the videos, and I'm making them more evergreen. So they're how to do this or how to do that. And these will last a long time, and I can keep referring people to them, and I can even search my own site when I want to find them. People will refer to them or perhaps embed them somewhere. But I've still got to play on the word news. Newest is kind of a similar word, so it's a bit cheeky. But I feel that this is more accurate. I'm hoping that there's more of a value proposition in this. These posts are pre-framed as boosting profit. On the right-hand side, I've got a make more money. Click here to see how we can help you. That is my products link. And you can see underneath that is a banner. Get more sales, increase conversions. That's another way that people can opt in. If they didn't like the header, maybe they'll like the sidebar. They're the two things I want people to do. I want them to opt in, or I want them to buy something. And that's why they're the main options I have. Now, underneath that, I've added in a bit of personality. Because it's not jamesschramko.com, I want to show people who this site is owned by. And I've put a little bit of social proof there. Join more than 22,000 subscribers and make more profits. And that make more profits links back to a page that's going to do some heavy lifting. So I've put a person's name, I've put a picture there, I'm making it a little more personal. And across the very top of the navigation, you can see there's a lot less options. Home, products, about, and contact. And I'm going to dig into some of these pages for you. With the opt-ins, there's 5 ways people can opt in on my site. And they can opt in with a scroll box. They can opt in with the lead player. They can opt in with lead pages. They can opt in at the end of the post. And they can opt in on the header. They're the main ones. There is also a Facebook opt-in, which is the 6th way, but it's kind of not that heavily promoted. But what I have done inside Office Autopilot is I've cloned the smart form and tagged each one with a code that says source OTR lead player or OTR free lead pages, so that I know which one is getting me the most opt-ins. And to save you the bother, I'm going to show you which one gets the most opt-ins. But what I did notice is my opt-ins really started to increase in the end of February when I tuned up my opt-ins. You can see that it's consistently much higher. So here are the main opt-ins on my site. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 there. Yep. So the header bar is very effective. It's working well now. And if you wanted to make it fatter and put more bullet points or a picture, you can probably even boost that. The yellow one on the left is a scrolling opt-in that appears when you get a little bit below the fold on the blog. And that is it's equally as effective as the header. It's very, very powerful opt-in. And that's a free plugin. It's called Dream Glider or Dream Glide, something very similar to that. And it's a very, very good plugin. I recommend you have a look at that. The lead player you should be familiar with. This is that shows up at the end of the video. Now, I could put this halfway through now, but I'm pretty happy just to leave it at the end. And I still get opt-ins from this every day. So it's working well. It's not getting as many as I used to get when it was the main opt-in because the header and the scroll thing have started stealing the opt-ins from my lead player. However, I'm still happy with lead player because it gives me good control of the YouTube video, and I could also put a site-wide message, which I definitely plan on using closer to my Fast Web Formula live event. I'll be putting a site-wide message on every video, making sure that people come to that event. And then the one at the bottom is a very short, punchy opt-in at the end of the post. And it grabs a couple, but not that many. And you don't have to sell it as hard because someone's just watched the entire video and read the entire post to get to this at the end of the post, so they have more context. And the big daddy is this one. It's the banner in my sidebar. And this is where I drive people to a lead page. And I love lead pages. I'm going to show you the one that's converting the best for me. This is the one that's converting the best for me. This is the square template, and currently it's running around 35% versus the control, which was 25%. So I'm still running this test, but it has not been beaten by the lady looking at the thing with the opt-in on the right. It's just a very simple free training reveals how to increase traffic, get more sales, own your own asset, enter a valid email, get the training. This one is a 35% opt-in out of the gate, and it's working really well. So this is what you call a dedicated subscribe page or a dedicated landing page just to get opt-ins. And I've even redirected owntheracecourse.com directly to this page. So I'm getting traffic from Superfast Business, but also from my URLs that redirect. Now, I'm constantly just getting 30% growth, 30 day on 30 day. I mean, it just keeps growing. So it's working really well, continually adding content. I'll show you the heat map that helped me decide on the navigation. It was pretty clear that people are looking for products, and that's where I've focused a lot of my efforts. When they get to the products page, I'll show you what they do. But I will tell you something really interesting, that adding thumbnail pictures on my homepage halved my bounce rate. It literally halved. So if you're just putting text on your homepage, go back and put images and they will halve for you. By the way, before you ask, yes, you can hire us to do these pictures. There's a package on seopartner.com called the Expert Pack. And for a weekly fee, we can embed your media, bullet point transcribe it, and create a custom picture and publish it with the correct description and tags. It's the exact same team who do mine. What I've done with the comments is I killed the Facebook comments. What? I killed the Facebook comments. Yeah. And I've just let the blog commenting system work. I like the blog commenting system on WordPress. I own the comments. I can moderate every post, and the post count's still getting high. I'm still getting 20-something post comments on some of these posts. And that comment is SEO value. It stays there. The problems I was having with Facebook, well, apart from being confusing having two commenting systems, people would go back later and stick in a little spam link siphoning off my traffic, and I hate that. So some little dirty SEO company would come along to my SEO news update and spam it with an SEO this, SEO that, and I have to keep checking them, and it became frustrating. Now I moderate every comment, I approve it, and it's not going to change later. I'm making better videos now. So some of the better videos that I've had that were interesting were should you shave? That one was huge. I had over 300 comments, and that was me polarizing my audience. So my tip here is connect with your audience on an emotional level and involve them in something that maybe is a drama for you or you're not sure about, or if you're getting bullied by someone, which I was in this case, get them to step in and support you. Another one that was really interesting was my Yoga Minute, the stand-up desk edition. I didn't realize that my audience were interested in health and yoga, but it turns out a lot of my listeners are in that sort of lifestyle zone and they want the biohacking and the yoga stuff, so they liked it. And the picture under that of me with my trampoline, that was me being instantaneous. It was me out in the backyard after a windstorm reporting on the status of my trampoline. And what that was doing was just involving people in something on the spot. So I was doing what's called a utilization. I was utilizing things that were going on around me. And I went out there and I did it with the iPhone and I inserted that inside a more serious piece. So it was like what we call B-roll. It was a little addition of something or an injection of something from outside, like a reporter. And people liked that episode. And one of the absolutely best things you can do is to put captions on every video. So I put a caption on every video so that when I give it to the team, they literally make the headline the same as the caption for the post. And it's clear to someone before they watch the video what they're going to be looking at to see if they should invest the time. And I'm never mucking people around using this technique. So how do I get tips now? I've set up a very good system. My SEO team send me an SEO notes each week, which they scour the internet for, and they look at our own results. My web team send me updates each week. My mastermind provides me enough fuel for my business tips, and Fastweb Formula provides me my internet marketing topics. And that's pretty much how it works. And they come to me. So set triggers, set a recurring iCal or Google alert if you're not sure how to get information, and go and look at your help desk to make sure that you're getting the best information you can. What problems do people have? What do they keep asking you? That's a good starting point. Now, another sure sign that you're doing well is when you have clones. Now, I'm not going to post them here, but I can tell you I've found a number of carbon copies of Superfast Business already. Now, while I teach the ideas around Own the Race course, I do have this request. Please make your site individual. Put your own colors. Put your own offers. You're not making Superfast Business-y or Superfast Business version 2 or whatever. I've already done it. And for our own sake, let's be individual. So make your own customizations. You can get inspired by what I'm talking about here, but do it your own way. On the products page, the treatment there is something I learned from Pep Liar called the problem solver. And instead of having banners, which I used to have, and I checked my heat maps, I wasn't getting that much activity. I switched it out to a problem solver that helps people figure out what they want to do. Maybe they want to increase their profits. Maybe they need a website, or maybe they need more traffic. Depending on what they select, it moves them into a subcategory, and now I can move them straight to the website that solves their problem, even to the product page. So it's all about relevance. On the about page, I'm doing something cool here. I'm making it about the customer. I mistakenly used to think they were interested in me, but of course I was wrong, because they don't care about me. They care about themselves. So I introduce me, but then I tell them how I can help them. And I give them that 1 hour video from the Ed Dale event that I spoke at. I also direct them to free Own the Race course, which is where they'll be able to opt in. And you'll see on the right-hand side, I'm also now running a most popular widget, which is a plugin, and it's showing posts that are getting a lot of action, which it seems to set itself. I don't set these, and I want people to dig into the most popular content. At the bottom of this page, I then direct them to my products. So I send them to the right products, and I tell them how they can contact me and also where they can get my iTunes. So it's got calls to action that are going to help the customer and also help me. One of the biggest things I did was own the race course, publish it for free. I put it out there. I actually put a paid course on my blog for free. And this has really, really helped. People are talking about Own the Race Course. People are sharing Own the Race Course. And they're getting results with Own the Race Course. My big decision was that I could make more money eventually by having more people find me by giving this course away than by charging for it. I might make $1,000 a month selling it, or I could make $20,000 a month in services, memberships, if people find me and want to buy my higher priced products. So my big tip here is give something away for free that's actually valuable. Maybe something you used to charge for, but put it there publicly accessible. The video, the audio, the transcription, without even having to opt in. However, don't leave the introduction on your homepage. Let it get buried once you put more posts, and that way, people will opt in to get the whole course sent to them and summarized with all the links to each post. Now, there's been a lot of Google changes as per usual, and I've got to tell you, it has not affected me at all. And that's the beauty of Own the Race Course. So this is now bulletproof and tested. I think the stat is I'm getting somewhere around 18% of my traffic from Google, which is not a big deal. I could lose 18% when my thing grows 30% a month. Sales are up. I'm having great sales month now because people are able to find the product that they're supposed to buy from me. A, they're finding me, and B, I'm helping them find the right solution. I get speaking invitations now to speak in different countries and to discuss this. I spoke at Traffic and Conversions in front of 1,500 people in the United States. I've been invited to a traffic summit in the UK. So this is part of the proof that becoming an expert can be accelerated when you put out expert content. I'm getting a lot of email replies. This is one metric that is not obvious to the public, but I get a lot of people email me saying, thank you, James, this is inspiring, or this is amazing, or I'm doing this now and I'm getting results. I'm going to show you some of these. Ezra sent me one today, and he said OTR is responsible for $1,500 to $3,000 weekly boost to our sales. We were doing a video blog before, but when we added the consistency and the proper syndication, we really started to see results. Check out these stats from our weekly emails. Keep in mind, we were not sending weekly sales emails, so all of this is found revenue. Look at the stats. I mean, Ezra is a tracking machine. He tracks right down to every campaign because he has a background in paid traffic, but he's actually an e-commerce expert. So check it out. He's absolutely cranking with Own the Race Course. I got an email today from Benjamin Harvey, and he just sent 40 of his high-end clients to my website to download Own the Race Course from a group mentoring session. And he did that because even though he didn't use an affiliate link, and I don't actually have an affiliate program, which is one change I made last year, he just wanted to thank me for the content, and he's going to keep sending people there. So this is another example of creating something so good that others who are respectable people with high-level followings will actually share with their people, and that's the whole point. And the final thing is I got this tweet. I found this YouTube comment on one of Gary Vaynerchuk's videos where he put up a really, really crap quality video, like blurred, and it was the wrong profile, and it was like really shit. And someone said, can you please not upload crappy quality? You're Gary V for crying out loud. And he says, I don't care about the quality. I had a phone handy and I went. I needed to talk about it when I was there. And the exercise for you is get your first video out if you haven't done it yet, because if Gary V can put out crappy quality, then anyone can. Desrianne posted her first video and she thanked me for showing her the right way to do this business and she said I was one of the best mentors out there. I'm very, very proud of you, Desrianne. And John Romaine, our donut friend, posted a public acknowledgement on Facebook. This is the result of implementing James Schramko's Own the Race course. This was his two-month-old site, and engagement times are huge and the bounce rate's quite low. He's very happy. And he, look at that, he's thinking of the long term, in a few years. Well, John, in a few years, you will be king of the pile. You'll have a donut franchise for sure. And Empire Flippers, which I believe was formerly AdSense Flippers, I gave them a copy of Own the Race course early on, and they are now borrowing the ideas from Own the Race course, and they've publicly acknowledged it, and they have put up a great new site at Empire Flippers. Go and check it out. But they are doing it right, and they're going to get results. You can see the themes there that are similar to Superfast Business. They've got a good product selector. They've got premium content and a podcast. And they've been podcasting well before OTR, but OTR helps them configure their blog better. So anyway, I hope this is helpful. I'm going to answer some questions. By the way, I get asked all the time, James, what would you do if you're going to start again today? Well, the first answer is I do what I'm doing now. The second thing is this is a mock-up of a post that I've got for one of my other websites. And this is pretty much how I would recommend someone goes about setting up a big above the fold opt-in, a couple of feature posts, some testimonials, a personal bio, and then your sidebar widget if you're going to have any, pulling people into some related posts or offers, and make sure people can click on more to get more stuff. Don't worry about all the social icons and stuff. Definitely have social sharing at the end of every post. Definitely do that. But this is a nice little wireframe. And again, be inspired by it. Please don't cut and paste it. I've already got this one. You go and do your own. Righto. So let's see what we got here. That's a good question. You know, we can probably make an OTR-themed template. I'll have a chat to the web team. It'll have to be a little bit different to LearnStream, but it'll be a similar, you know, different colors or whatever, but a similar mock-up because we're doing these wireframes for other people. I helped Victoria Gibson build her marvio.com wireframe. We did a workshop on that, and it's a beautiful site. If you want to check out a similar one, thinktraffic.net is a very good-looking site. And also, I like Derek Halpern's socialtriggers.com, and I've done a blogging course with him, so I will acknowledge that his superpower solution was on my mind when I released Own the Race course. Although I'd already planned to do it, it was confirmation for me that it's a good thing to do. And I also like Marie Forleo's site. I think is a really good professional-looking site that you could go and have a look at as well. So I made a commitment to pay for conversions experts to look at the other sites that I think are doing a good job, and then I went and took my own approach, and that's what I encourage you to do. Mine should be one of the ones that you look at, but go and see what else is in your industry. So I'm just answering questions now. What about daily inspiration for articles? Well, set Google alerts for your industry. See what's happening in your market. Find an RSS feed that you like to follow. What do people keep asking you? Or if you go and have a beer with someone in a business context, what things do you smile about when you talk about? Traffic growth has been awesome. Have I had to increase my video bandwidth for my free videos? No, because they're all on YouTube, so I don't care about it. If you mean my personal time to make videos, I've probably reduced it. I now have a 2 terabyte hard drive with at least 50 videos on there that I've already recorded and I can pop out anytime. In fact, today's post on my site was recorded probably months ago. I just couldn't be bothered to make a video today because I was driving around a lot and I just pulled out an old one and it took me 3 or 4 minutes to edit. So you can build a stockpile. What changes are next? Wouldn't you like to know? I know what's happening next. My main thing is I'm going to keep working on the quality of the content. So I've been putting a lot more podcasts. Podcasts get at least twice of the listens. They're very popular, and I'm going to go and hunt some big podcast guests that is going to amp it up. So I've put in a request for three people who I think would be good for my audience. I'm always obsessed about my audience. I don't care about what I want to learn. I care about what my audience needs to learn. Even if I think I already know some of it, I'll let them hear it from someone else to break it up. But I'm really focusing on the quality of the content because I've got frequency, I've got consistency, and I'm going to make sure that – oh, one other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to keep tuning my subscription options. The weekly News Digest is very popular. I may default people to weekly and have them opt in for more frequency instead of having them getting a high frequency and having to opt back out to weekly. So I'm not sure what will happen there. But I'm also going to go now and apply all of the conversion things I've learnt on Superfast Business across to my other core websites. One other thing I didn't mention is I rolled up all my front-end sites, trafficgrab.com, contentassault.com, authorityleverage.com, wealthification.com. If you were to type any of those in, you'll now land on a dedicated post on superfastbusiness.com that pre-sells Fastweb Formula, and that has been a great move. I'm still selling a lot of Fastweb Formula. I'm harnessing the energy that I put out there with my old sites, and we now curate my Superfast Business posts to around three sites, usually two category-related sites. So the traffic posts go to SEO Partner and Link Juice. The business posts go to Wealthification. Sorry, Superfast Business posts will be syndicated to silvercircle.com and fastwebformula.com, and the web news will go to atlweb.com and vredirect.com. And that's the main syndication we do. So we've tightened up our syndication, but it's really good quality. Do I recommend USA or Aussie web hosting for Australian businesses for optimal Google ranking? For optimal Google ranking, an Australian host should be better, but it's not as important as the domain, which is very important. So I'm still using dedicated servers with HostGator, and I'm more than happy with them. The LearnStream example at the moment is just a skin. It's just a PSD mock-up. I don't think we've coded it yet. How do I handle segmentations with my opt-ins? At the moment, if they opt in on the main site, they're going to get everything. If they opt in on LinkJuice or SEO Partner, they will just get traffic news. If they opt in on ATL Web or VRE Direct, they will just get web news. If they opt in on Buy with Bonus, they will get review news. If they opt in on Silver Circle or Fastweb Formula, they'll just get the business news. So that's the important thing to note is my satellite sites are still standing up on their own, but Superfast Business is by far their biggest referrer of traffic. So because we curate my posts, they're still getting love of their own, but Superfast Business is a huge boost for them. When people opt in on superfastbusiness.com, I know which opt-in they used because I track it and then I can see the groups. But I can tell you the header and the scroll thing is the best.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.